This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A heat wave broiling Europe spilled northward to Britain and fueled ferocious wildfires in Spain and France. French authorities evacuated thousands of people and scrambled water bombing planes and firefighters to battle the flames Monday. Two people were killed in the blazes in Spain that the country's prime minister linked to climate change. That toll comes on top of the hundreds of heat-related deaths reported in the Iberian Peninsula, as high temperatures have gripped the continent in recent days and triggered wildfires from Portugal to the Balkan region. Climate change makes such life-threatening extremes less of a rarity. U.S. officials are defending the latest American demonstration of support for Taiwan after strong condemnation from Beijing. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
State Department spokesman Ned Price on Monday brushed off China's criticism that the latest military support package for Taipei will harm relations between Beijing and Washington, saying under the Taiwan Relations Act, the United States has an obligation to help the Taiwanese maintain a sufficient self-defense capability.
This is something that successive administrations have done. It is entirely consistent with our one China policy.
The United States should not play with fire, an official in Beijing warned earlier in the day, reacting to the fourth announced U.S. sale of weapons or technical support to Taiwan this year. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.